Bill Fuck.
As member scholar of CPR, I feel it's my duty to explain the position of CPR, although I don't fully agree with it. It filed comments with OIRO with respect to the proposed new executive order, or the idea of the executive order, and it took the position that there should be no centralized review of individual rulemakings. And it did it on essentially what I'd say is two, maybe three different fundamental grounds. One was the ground that Curtis referred to earlier, the question of whether or not there's any statutory or legal basis for OIRA to tell agencies what to do when it's agencies that invariably are given the statutory authority to implement the law. Secondly, the CPR noted that the effect of OIRA review is one, delay, two, minimization of regulations, and that that was, as a matter of policy, bad. And third, that OIRA was not subject to political accountability, as agencies themselves are, and therefore, by being not politically accountable, it could do things that would be wrong. Now, as I say, I don't agree with all of those points, and I'd say that, in the broadest terms, what I would suggest is that OIRA retain its basic function of being the tool by which the president takes care that the laws are faithfully executed in the regulatory sphere. In performing that function, OIRA should act primarily in a proactive, not reactive manner. And this means that OIRA is an initiator as well as a reviewer. Moreover, in the context of even as a reviewer, OIRA's focus should be on establishing a collaborative process and relationship, not an adversarial process or relationship, not somebody who says no all the time. And so I'd be pushing more towards OIRA as it operated under Sally than in the other administrations. Now, the question was raised about independent regulatory agencies and whether or not the centralized review should extend to them, and I don't think so. I think it's perfectly constitutional, and there might even be some good things as a result of it, but as a political matter, it would be like, it's the old third rail issue, the costs, as we might say, would exceed the benefits of trying to establish that kind of control. At the same time, I think we should try to think about OIRA attempting to integrate the independent regulatory agencies more into a overall framework for federal government regulation. For example, the recent dispute between FERC and the Minerals Management Service, the Department of Interior, over the jurisdiction over wave energy and wind energy in the waters of the oceans, impeded development of wind and wave energy projects. And even though they've now announced an agreement between them, it appears to be more an agreement based on politics rather than any sort of organized form of optimal regulation of that area. I mean, as it is now, such agreements between an independent regulatory agency and an executive agency are viewed as treaties between different sovereigns rather than what will best serve the American people. And the idea that the president or through OIRA could have a coordinating function, I think, would be one that would serve us all well. So OIRA should continue to coordinate and implement the president's policies. Those policies, of course, must be consistent with the letter and spirit of the laws, but the president should not have to defer to agencies or agency heads with respect to what the laws provide. Ultimately, the Constitution states that the president is to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. The statute says the administrator of EPA, for example, is supposed to adopt regulations to protect the public health, but the president has to decide whether or not those regulations that the administrator decides will do that, in the president's view, in fact, do that. And I don't need to address the question of who's the decider or the overseer. I'm perfectly willing, for purposes of argument, to accept Peter Strauss's notion of overseer rather than decider. But the idea is that ultimately the president has a role to play in pushing an agency in the direction that the president thinks best executes the laws of the United States. And I think the recent announcement regarding the fuel economy standards and the mobile source controls is a good example of presidential coordination and leadership, because there we have two agencies that each have their separate statutory authority. Each of them can and have for the last 30 years been running off in their own directions, and now for the first time been brought together. And I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing for regulations. It's a good thing for the environment. It's a good thing for the American people. Second, in terms of prescriptions for OIRA, OIRA should be a facilitator and supporter of regulations, not an obstacle. As a facilitator, OIRA should use prompt letters to institute regulatory action where agency inaction exists. In addition, they should use prompt letters or their equivalent to goad agencies into meeting established milestones in the regulatory process. This is something that the GAO recommended, and I think this would be something that would be worthwhile in its proactive role. It should, OIRA should hold itself out as a source of assistance to agencies, not as some sort of hurdle they have to jump over. As a normal matter, OIRA should view its review of rules as a dialogue with the agency, not as a preliminary to a fiat. To the extent they continue to review individual significant regulatory actions, they should do it in the spirit above. But the formal review period, I suggest, should be exceedingly short, 30 days. Designed only to assure there's no surprises in the rule from what OIRA previously was aware of. This requires continuing consultations and work both between the agencies and OIRA and within OIRA itself to say that this will not take more time. OIRA shouldn't be a nitpicker. I have to say OIRA has struck me, not under the Clinton administration, but in previous and other administrations, as to be the equivalent of law review editors, right? For those of you who are law professors who had written law review articles and submitted them to student editors, and then you wait a long time, right, to get some sort of responses, and there are all these little nitpicking things, and a third of them are wrong, a third of them might be some improvement, and a third just doesn't make any difference at all. And ultimately, the article goes forward, and was it worth it? I don't know. But that's not what OIRA should be.
We need you to wrap up, Bill.
In the job. All right, and okay, I'll just stop there.
All right, well, that was quick.